AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A Marine helicopter is missing while on a humanitarian mission in Nepal. Sagar Magani tells us more.
The Huey helicopter with eight Marines and two Nepalese soldiers aboard was delivering earthquake relief supplies when the military lost contact.
Right now, we're hopeful. We have reason to believe that this is simply a case of a helicopter that's landed and is out of communications.
Colonel Steve Warren says an Indian pilot in the area heard radio chatter about a possible fuel problem, and he says there's no smoke or other signs of a crash. U.S. aircraft had to stop searching once night fell, but Warren says Nepalese soldiers on foot continued looking for the chopper in rugged terrain. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Secretary of State John Kerry, meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin and his foreign minister, produced little evidence of progress in finding common ground on Ukraine, Syria, and other issues dividing the two countries. In his remarks to reporters, though, Kerry stressed the need for both countries to talk.
There is no substitute for talking directly to key decision makers, particularly during a period that is as complex and fast-moving as this is.
University of Virginia Associate Dean Nicola Ramo is suing Rolling Stone magazine for a now discredited story on an alleged gang rape on the university campus. The AP's Steve Skotak reports the dean accuses the magazine and the writer of false and defamatory statements that damaged her reputation.
Ramo said she filed a defamation lawsuit to set the record straight. She also said she wanted to hold the magazine and the writer to the article accountable for their actions. What she said was they had refused to do so themselves.
The fraternity named in the Rolling Stone article, Phi Kappa Psi, is indicated that it also plans to sue. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 17. This is AP Radio News. Verizon is buying internet pioneer AOL. We have more from Warren Levinson.
Verizon says it will pay $4.4 billion for AOL, giving it a bigger presence in both mobile video and online advertising. Verizon's the nation's largest wireless carrier and already a player in television and streaming video. The purchase price is $50 a share, a 15% premium to AOL's closing price Monday. Tim Armstrong would continue to lead the division. Verizon CEO Lowell McAdam issued a statement saying the company aims to give consumers the best possible programming on multiple screens. Warren Levinson, New York.
New England quarterback Tom Brady and the Patriots are readying to appeal his four-game suspension and the team's $1 million fine and loss of two draft picks for using improperly inflated footballs. This Massachusetts woman finds the whole thing blown out of proportion.
And I think, you know, technically it's cheating, so they should have some punishment, but do we have to make such a big deal about this?
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.